Congratulations on purchasing The Shadow Effect. This is Jessica Ortner from thetappingsolution.com. And as you already know, I am passionate about this book because I believe it shows us why tapping is so effective and how to really improve our experience with meridian tapping. I just could not put this book down, and we are recording this interview purely because we are excited about this information, and we feel like this information is what the world needs to hear. And you'll be hearing from Margaret Lynch from NewEnglandSuccessCoaching.com. Margaret has been incorporating shadow work with tapping and achieving really incredible results. And she's going to give us some brilliant insights. And in this audio, she's going to explain how it all works and how you can incorporate it into your own life. In the next audio, we are actually taking you through a process where you can tap along and experience the relief that comes with doing this work. Welcome, Margaret, and thank you for doing this interview on such short notice.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me.
Well, Margaret, can you briefly tell us how you were introduced to the shadow work and why you believe the shadow work explains why tapping is so effective?
Sure. You know, I was actually surprised to learn through my affiliation with the Rees Thomas Institute of Energy Medicine, I was really surprised to learn that what I was doing from an energy medicine perspective was shadow work. And I had, at the time, never even heard of shadow work. And so I was directed to Debbie's first book, The Dark Side of the Light Chasers, and delved into that book and was amazed because truly what tapping is going into the shadow work or the lower self, voicing it, bringing it up, owning it, hearing it, and then making a choice to love and accept ourselves anyway, and really bringing that shadow into integration up in our heart where we love and accept ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so to look at tapping from the energy medicine perspective and see that it's really a perfect modality for shadow work or for the lower self work, I was surprised and just amazed at how much more I learned when I really read Debbie's work and started to integrate even more of the way that she teaches the shadow work.
Mm. You know, we talked previously about a common mistake that people make while tapping. Can you tell us this common mistake and how understanding the shadow work can really prevent us from falling into this trap?
Sure. And this was the eye-opening part for me in reading Debbie Ford's work, was with tapping, we can sometimes fall into the trap of still looking at a negative emotion and saying, well, this is great, I just got rid of that. Or something like shame or envy or jealousy, really negative emotions, and that we can tap them away and then they're gone. And then we're sort of healed or fixed. And even the words of traditional tapping where we say, even though I have this anger or this jealousy or this shame, you know, something that's really negative sounding, I love and accept myself anyway. Even though the words are there, there's still this feeling of I can get rid of all the things that are wrong with me. And this is a really different shift when we look at the shadow effect, because we're saying, yes, it's a negative emotion, and when I honor it, there's also a gift in it for me. There's actually a lot of power in mm-hmm. it for me. There's actually a calling in this present moment in my life for me if I really look at this negative emotion in a little bit of a different way.
I'd like to go dive a little more into this concept because it's a new concept for many people. We often see a problem and we want to fix it. We want to get rid of it. So tell us a little bit more about how the shadow effect works and how we're looking at our problems differently.
Well, you know, the core of tapping, as I said, was always this traditional statement that we would use. We would find out where we were having a bad feeling and in the process of tapping, uncover more of how we felt. And with tapping, we voice it. So we bring it up to the fifth chakra and we voice how we're feeling, along with this statement that says, I love and accept myself anyway. And so when we do that, we're owning a negative part of ourselves, and we're bringing consciousness to it and love to it. So the shadow work, which is exactly this process of saying, I'm just going to own that there's a part of me, for instance, that's really angry. I'm going to be conscious about it, and I'm going to accept it. I'm going to give it compassion and give it love. We actually come more into wholeness. We don't actually get more angry. People are afraid that if they honor their angry side, they're going to actually be more angry in their life. It's about coming into wholeness, and when we do that, we are more healed, because it's about coming into oneness with who we are. But we also have a gift and a power that comes from that side. So it's very different from what we think of as affirmations or positive thinking, in the way that we just go to the positive and try to stay positive and not feel it, not hear it, not go there. So just as you said, this is a really big paradigm shift in owning and voicing and honoring some of the dark side.
Right. And not having the mentality of needing to fix anything, but bring light to it. That, I think, is just such a big distinction. Margaret, I've been reading the Shadow Effect. I'm loving it. There's one quote that really blew my mind, one phrase from Marianne Williamson, and I'd love to share it with our listeners and for you to talk a little bit more about it. Marianne writes, "Yet as commonsensical as this sounds, it does not feel like common sense when someone has behaved in a way that seems undeserving of our love. At such a moment, extending our love to that person feels like the wrong thing to do, and withholding our love feels right. That moment, that little bit of unloving thought that seems like just a tiny thing, just a reasonable judgment, is the root of all evil. It is the cornerstone of the shadow's thought system, for it involves a separation from God and a casting of blame. God never withholds love, and we achieve sanity by learning to love as God loves." In this passage, Marianne's talking about withholding love from another person, but we also withhold love from ourselves. And one of the common challenges people have when they begin to do tapping is having to say the phrase, even though, stating their problem, "I deeply and completely love and accept myself." Because the thought process we so often have is, if we're doing something wrong, then we shouldn't be loving ourselves, because we need to punish ourselves, we need to correct ourselves. Can you expand a little bit more on this idea and explain to us why it is so important to, shine light, to accept the things that we have such trouble accepting?
Well, when we don't accept the things that we label in ourselves as bad or wrong or faulty, they go deeper into the shadow, which means they're there, but they're running the show unconsciously. And so any time you get pushed into a stressful situation or a conflict or overwhelmed in your life, your dark side comes out, and the further it is in your shadow, the further you've pushed it away or denied it through what you just mentioned as judgment. Through judgment. And when we're judging other people, I can tell you with 100% certainty, whatever you're judging about those other people is only a fraction of the way you judge yourself. So when we see that judgment of other people in Marianne Williamson's quote of, "I'm going to withhold love from them, they don't deserve it right now," that's a reflection of the way we treat ourselves on some level.
But what about the type of thinking? I mean, what if someone is saying, "Margaret, I hear what you're saying, but I don't want to love something that I'm not happy with." I mean, how can I love being, overeating or drinking?
Yeah, and that it's just too unacceptable, and that society would agree with me that that's not acceptable. And so it absolutely takes some faith to look fearlessly at this dark side or the shadow side, and Debbie Ford is always going to reinforce that this takes fearless looking at your shadow self with the faith that there's going to be a gift in it, that there's something important. It's becoming loud. It's calling you to something. And so to look at it with an open mind, and I believe this is where tapping really adds in this process, because it makes this process much easier to look at that side and say, I'm going to have compassion, love it and accept it, and actually listen to it because it has a gift for me. Very big paradigm shift when we've been raised to believe this emotion's wrong, that behavior's wrong.
Right.
And that's a black and white wrong. There is no black and white.
Yeah, powerful. Very powerful
Deepak
shift.
The first part of the book, Deepak talks about that illusion that we have to choose all the time between good and evil, and it's black and white, and that the third choice is wholeness, is compassion, is consciousness. And so very big paradigm shift, absolutely.
And with that, Margaret, because you're talking about compassion, there is this other quote in the book that absolutely blew my mind that I would love to share. It's on page, hold on, it's right here, hold on, I have it. It's on page 47, and Deepak writes, "I place a high value on sympathy. If you can look at yourself and say, it's all right, I understand, you are doing two things at once. You are taking the judgment out of your emotions, and you are giving yourself permission to be who you are. Sympathy is an emotion we tend to direct outwards. We forget to grant it to ourselves."
Yes, and I often use that line of thinking with my clients of think about how we offer forgiveness and compassion and sympathy to other people, yet a fraction of that, offering that to ourselves, even a fraction of it, seems crazy, seems, oh, I don't know, I gotta hold this out on myself, you know, I can't let myself on the hook on this. Anybody else I would forgive, but not me. And that's where we get that split, where we're are divided inside.
Right. And Margaret, can you share with us some of the benefits that you have seen when you incorporated what you learned from the shadow work with meridian tapping?
Yes, and the first part of the book, Deepak actually lists a list of what is the upsides to this kind of coming into consciousness. And one thing that he says really resonates, and they're all beautiful, but this is the one I hear the most from my clients. He says, you cannot be shaken from your center. And that's such an amazing feeling. It's a feeling of being really solid, present, in your body, you know, having a sense of personal power that in two ways, you can't be shaken from your center, even if someone comes at you and says, hey, you're, you know, and actually tries to push you off your center. And secondly, You can't be shaken off your center just by observing the behavior of others. You know, one of Debbie's quotes in there that I love is she says, when you faced and owned your own demons, it's easier to be peaceful in the presence of other people experiencing their dark side.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this ability to really stay in your center, and that allows you, he also mentions, to manifest more easily. You know, you have to be in your body and solid to actually manifest things in your life, because manifestations, money, anything else that's physical is the first and second chakra energy. So to be solid and in your body, you actually manifest better. But I think, just like the goal of any spiritual practice, both tapping and shadow work, both of those will bring you to consciousness. You know, when Debbie Ford talks about unmasking your shadow, when you become conscious of it, it doesn't become stronger. It's you have the ability to now make a choice in the present moment. You can make a choice to, as Marianne Williams says, that magic happens when you say, yes, I now make the choice to love. In the present moment, I commit to higher possibility, higher perspective. I could still go that way. I could still decide to be in my shadow self and selfish, but I'm not. I'm making a conscious choice. And so it's the goal of consciousness, because the goal isn't to become perfect and pure in all light. It's actually to become conscious. So we're always able to make that present moment choice. every choice we make is the present moment.
When I hear this, the sensation I always get is just relief, because we put so much pressure on ourselves to be a certain way and to act a certain way. And this work, I hear it, it always makes me feel calm, and it's almost like it opens you up to just being your authentic self, where you don't have to hide anything. You know, we're not going for perfect because it doesn't exist. We're going for, like you said, consciousness, being dynamic, and just living in the present moment. What a relief that is.
Yeah, and it is. It's like, wow, I just get to be me. Because when you're in your core self, which is the integration of the shadow, the lower self, and the higher self, your heart and your connection to source, when you're in that core self, that's the real you. When you're being all pure and all light and all self-righteous, or all lower self, negative, angry, kill, murder, destroy, neither of those extremes are really you. You know, in the third part of the book, Marianne Williams talks about that a lot, of that's your authentic self. Because when you're in your shadow or when you're pretending to be perfect, neither of those are real.
Right.
So it's like, wow, I just get to be all these things. My example is always about the word selfish. Is we spend so much time terrified that someone's going to call us selfish. And I say, well, what if you could just own? What if you could just say, yeah, I have a pretty big selfish side, and I'm all about me, and I have a really big heart, and I'm really generous, and I have a spiritual purpose here.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I personally feel in my life. I can be selfish. I totally have a lower self. That would kill to get what I want. But I also have a heart, and I also have consciousness, and I choose every day. It's a daily choice for me to look in my heart and look at infinite possibility and look at my lower self and say, how do I create something that's a win-win that serves me and the greatest number of people? That's a choice. But I'm never going to pretend that I don't have a lower self. That's selfish.
Right. We're transforming the way that we look at things. And I
yeah.
found that when I've started to do this work and I've done something, like I met someone who was kind of famous, someone I respected, and I just was saying, I wasn't being myself. I just, you know, when you're talking and you're just saying things that, like, later you go, oh my God, I can't believe I said that.
Yeah.
I looked at that and laughed. What I did, I looked at that and I go, oh, that was my shadow coming up, because you see it differently. You begin to accept it, and so you don't let it grow.
Right.
I think that is just the biggest transformation that you begin to make in your daily thought processes.
Yeah, and it feels different, you know.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a different feeling in your body, as I said, that this is what I hear from my clients over and over, is this sense of just being solid and present and carrying more power. That as Debbie Ford teaches, the shadow has these amazing gifts to it. And we don't think they're going to be there, but it's an amazing part of us, because the lower self carries more energy, more passion, more juice to actually do things in this material world that we're living in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely a feeling and an ability to be compassionate with yourself. Just as you said, you laugh. It's a compassion with yourself
right.
than I've had access to before.
Definitely. Margaret, I'm so excited that you agreed to do the next audio, because you're going to be taking us through a very powerful process. Before we go into that, can you explain to us what we're doing, how it works?
Sure. So when Debbie teaches two ways to get at your shadow, one part is uncovering it by seeing aspects of other people's shadows that really, really trigger us and bother us. If that's a way to uncover denied aspects of your own shadow. And the second way she teaches is what she calls unmask it, which is looking at your own repetitive behaviors, the times when you have uncontrolled anger or eating or addictions or patterns in your life that you're really hard on yourself about. So in this second audio, we're actually going to use that first process that she teaches, the uncover it, and we're going to look at some of the two biggest aspects of the other people's shadows that I work with a lot, that have a tremendous amount of gift and power in them. And I'm going to show you how tapping becomes a really easy modality to integrate into the shadow work to get at this, that uncovering of your shadow. And at the end of the audio, we'll see how you go from this process of looking at someone else's shadow to getting a great gift and a great sense of power from the whole process. So it's going to be great.
Oh, I know it is, Margaret. Thank you so much for this interview. And for all you that are listening, please join us on the other audio. Do it when you're not in the car. Give yourself some space where you know that you won't be disturbed. And join us in the next audio. Margaret, once again, thank you. Welcome to this very special experience. In just a moment, you will be tapping along with Margaret Lynch using the shadow work. If you are new to tapping and you don't know where the points are, please visit us at thetappingsolution.com to download the free ebook that includes the diagram of the tapping points. Don't do this process while you are driving. Please find a quiet place where you know you won't be disturbed. Once again, I'd like to welcome Margaret Lynch. Thanks for being with us, Margaret.
Thanks, Jessica.
So, Margaret, the listeners and I will be tapping along with you. So,
yes.
Do we need to know anything before we start?
Well, this is a way that I do tapping around the shadow effect. So it's a slight departure from the standard way that tapping is often taught, where we start with what's called the karate chop point, and we do a setup statement where we would normally say, even though I have this fill-in-the-blank anger, I love and accept myself, and then we would tap through the points after that. With this first part of the process that we're going to do, we're just going to start right by tapping through the points because we're tapping as if we're looking at a picture or looking at someone, and that someone is going to represent the shadow.
Okay.
So it's a way to use this modality called tapping to really get in and really feel and experience the shadow work.
Well, let's go for it. I'm ready when you are.
Okay, so the first shadow, we're going to do tapping for two different types of shadow. The first one comes up all the time, and it has a tremendous other side to it and a tremendous gift to it. And so what I want everyone to think about is somebody in their life, either past or present, that they, if they were being really judgmental and just allowing yourself to be pretty obnoxiously judgmental, you would say about this person that they are angry, obnoxious, mean, and selfish.
Okay.
We have a name for this. We call this the enforcer. And so everyone has had someone in their life like this. Many people have been married to somebody like that or had a boss or a parent or a business partner that wronged them or betrayed them. And so most people can quickly come up with somebody in their life that has those attributes. So what I want everyone to do is to write down really specifically, just like you're looking at that person there standing in front of you, and again, if you were allowing yourself to be really judgmental, how would you describe them? And really notice the words that you write down are really important. So I'm going to give you some of the words I typically hear. And as we get this description, we're going to tap on these specific words and these judgments about that person.
Okay.
I also want everyone to notice, how does it feel in your body looking at that person? So the description of the shadow person I often hear is some of the words I already said, angry, out of control, selfish, sometimes all they care about is money, mean, vindictive, manipulative. So it's these kind of words. And what I often hear from the person saying, in my body, when I look at that person, I feel angry, or I feel terrified, or I feel scared or uncomfortable, or I feel really small. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do now is we're going to tap through the points, and I'm going to be using the words I hear mostly. And if you're tapping along, you can throw in some more of the words that you would describe of this person. Okay, and then we're going to look at the picture again, and it's going to look different. So this is a really neat process. Okay, so we're going to start tapping on this, and we're going to start right on the eyebrow point using two fingers. And so, Jessica, you can just repeat after me, and everyone listening is repeating after me.
Okay.
So, eyebrow point, there they are.
There they are.
So, inside of the eye, so angry.
So angry.
And under the eye, what a shadow.
What a shadow.
Under the nose, out of control, angry.
Out of control, angry.
And chin point, so selfish.
So selfish.
And collarbone point, so mean.
So mean.
Under the arm, hurting people.
Hurting people.
Top of the head, with their anger.
With their anger.
And eyebrow point, and their selfishness.
And their selfishness.
Side of the eye, I totally judge them.
I totally judge them.
And under the eye, and I totally should.
And I totally should.
Under the nose, I am right about this.
I am right about this.
Chin point, it's unacceptable.
It's unacceptable.
Collarbone point, so angry and mean.
So angry and mean.
Under the arm, they only care about themselves.
They only care about themselves.
And top of the head, I totally judge that.
I totally judge that.
An eyebrow point, I would never be that way.
I would never be that way.
Side of the eye, it's hurtful.
It's hurtful.
Under the eye, and I care about people.
And I care about people.
Under the nose, I judge how selfish they are.
I judge how selfish they are.
Chin point, and that awful out of control anger.
And that awful out of control anger.
Collarbone point, it's unacceptable.
It's unacceptable.
Top of the head, I would never accept that.
I would never accept that.
I totally judge it.
I totally judge it.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. And after a round of tapping, we always like to take a nice deep breath. And often people say, boy, that felt good.
Yeah.
And so when we feel really justified about that judgment because of somebody's behavior that's over the top, it'll really trigger us because they're such an over-the-top, obvious example of the shadow. Okay? The issue is that we miss the gift. So I want everyone to just look at that picture again. Look at the person that you were picturing before. And just see how they look. And typically what I hear is the person looks calmer. They don't look as angry. They don't look as mean. And suddenly us over here in our body just don't feel as small or disempowered anymore. Mm-hmm. So we've kind of taken down the shadow, and I find that makes it much easier for people to see the gift. And so now here's the question, because that's where normal tapping, you could stop there if you were just doing normal tapping to reduce somebody's trigger about someone else. Because suddenly you're feeling less triggered by that person. But here's my next question. I want you to look at that person. I know that they're doing it in a really over-the-top negative way, and it's not right. But what does a person acting like that get to experience? What is the gift in the ability to be angry and selfish and let people know when you think something isn't fair to you?
Mm-hmm. Margaret, before we move on to this, one very quick question. If someone did that first round with you, some people might be feeling relief. What if someone is feeling even more angry and going deeper into it? Does that mean they're doing it wrong? I mean, what does that mean?
Great question. If the anger comes up because you finally voiced it, it means that you've got a lot of anger there, and this is probably somebody who really wronged you, which means it's even more of a conflict for you to see any gift in this shadow. So you'd want to do more rounds of tapping, just like we did, more specifically on how that person wronged you. And there may be some sadness under that anger. And so when we choose somebody that's really personal in our life that may have wronged us before, sometimes there's a lot more emotion there.
So right. keep on. Kind of Winston Churchill says, if you're going through hell, keep going. So right. Is that really what we're doing? The more anger we feel, it just means we're on the right track with tapping.
Yeah, it means that we're finally voicing and letting out of our energy system all the trauma that's been held around this situation, and bringing it out of that shadow up into consciousness where we can let go of and heal some of that anger, some of that sadness. And so in traditional tapping, we'd say, wow, there's a trauma there, and we'd go and process that trauma. Okay, so when we get to this point where it feels calmer and we're looking at that person in a much calmer state, this is when it's easier to ask ourselves the shadow effect question. And so this is really an eye-opening process for people, because they look at it and they say to me, wow, they get to carry more power. They get to get what they want. They get to have boundaries. And so everyone will give me a different gift, and it's the gift that's right for you. But to think about, what would it be like to carry a little more power? Because in anger is the flip side of passion. So when we see anger, we're actually looking at a form of power. It's a negative form. It's in the dark side. But when we say, I'm never going to be like that, we actually throw out the baby with the bathwater. When we look at selfishness and say, I will never be like that, and I'm going to live my life proving I'm not, we're making a vow to self-sacrifice. So when we look at this shadow person, I say to people, okay. And so this judgment that you had is showing you that if you had a part of you, just maybe a tenth of you, that was just like that person, that wanted to just yell at everybody, that was calling you to be more selfish and to be a little bit more all about you, and to set a boundary and say, that's it, this isn't fair, I'm not taking it anymore. If that part of you were to rise up, you would judge it and pound it right back into the ground. So if you were to allow that part of you to come forward, as bad as it can sound, angry and out of control and selfish, what is it calling you to do in your life? What's the calling in that? And 100% of the time, I hear something, although it varies, around owning your power. Say, what is the gift? What's the gift in anger? And it's always around stepping up, owning my power, carrying a little more energy, having a bigger boundary, asking for what I want. And so it goes from being tapping, which would give you definitely a reduction in being triggered by this person and actually heal a trauma that you might have around them. That's a fantastic use of tapping. And as we add the shadow effect questions, it turns into a question about a calling in your life in the present moment that you could ponder for weeks and weeks and weeks. What would it be like if I totally owned that there's an inner part of me that's calling me to be more selfish? Mm-hmm.
So, Margaret, just to be very clear about how people do this process, they should start with doing the traditional tapping, continue doing rounds on the anger that they feel until they feel like it begins to subside a little bit. And then that opens us up to asking these questions about the gifts. And then we move on to do what we're now about to do, tapping on the gift. So is that right? Did I kind of explain the process?
Absolutely. Because we're with the shadow, it's the fact that you judge it and deny it. Mm-hmm. So when we started this process, it kind of wasn't about how we feel. It was kind of more about how we're judging that other person. So all the tapping that we do in the shadow work, when you look at that other person, is about our judgment about them and how they look and how they act.
Okay.
Because we're, as Debbie says, you know, to uncover your shadow is to see aspects of it that we're projecting out and saying, that's so not me.
Okay.
I don't want to own any of that. So it's a little different from the traditional tapping, where we're tapping on all that judgment, and so that picture of the person comes down a little bit and looks a little bit less threatening. That's when it's easier to see that gift.
Okay. So why don't we go on now and do the tapping for the gift?
Sure. And so this time we're going to start on the karate chop point. Okay. So karate chop point. Even though I really judge this person.
Even though I really judge this person.
And they probably deserve it.
And they probably deserve it.
I'm just going to own and honor.
I'm just going to own and honor.
That I have an angry, selfish side.
That I have an angry, selfish side.
And it's in there.
And it's in there.
I don't really like to look at it.
I don't really like to look at it.
I judge that part of me too.
I judge that part of me too.
I love and accept myself.
I love and accept myself.
All of me.
All of me.
Even with this angry, selfish side.
Even with this angry, selfish side.
Even though it's really easy to see.
Even though it's really easy to see.
The terrible downside.
The terrible downside.
Of anger and selfishness.
Of anger and selfishness.
And I've spent a lot of time judging this person.
And I've spent a lot of time judging this person.
The truth is.
The truth is.
There's a part of me.
They're a part of me.
That's calling me.
That's calling me.
To have a little more anger.
To have a little more anger.
Maybe self-advocate.
Maybe self-advocate.
To be a little more selfish.
To be a little more selfish.
And that would actually be a gift in my life.
And that would actually be a gift in my life.
I love and accept all of me.
I love and accept all of me.
My dark and my light.
My dark and my light.
Okay, and tapping through the point, starting with the eyebrow point. I can be really angry too.
I can be really angry too.
Side of the eye. And I'm really loving and have a really big heart.
And I'm really loving and have a really big heart.
And under the eye, I often say I'm not selfish.
I often say I'm not selfish.
Under the nose, and I've gone to great lengths to prove it.
And I've gone to great lengths to prove it.
And chin point, the truth is I have a selfish side.
The truth is I have a selfish side.
Collarbone point, and it actually doesn't look that different from this person.
And it actually doesn't look that different from this person.
Under the eye. It's really hard to honor that.
It's really hard to honor that.
Top of the head, but I now honor all of me.
But I now honor all of me.
Eyebrow point, the gift in this selfish, angry side.
The gift in this selfish, angry side.
Side of the eye, that I've always missed by judging it.
That I've always missed by judging it.
Under the eye, it's calling me to balance.
It's calling me to balance.
Under the nose, stand in my power more.
Stand in my power more.
Chin point, be a little more selfish.
Be a little more selfish.
Collarbone point, that's been way out of balance.
That's been way out of balance.
This is actually a pretty big gift for me.
This is actually a pretty big gift for me.
Top of the head. It feels really different.
It feels really different.
Eyebrow point. To honor that I have an angry, selfish side.
To honor that I have an angry, selfish side.
Side of the eye. Can I really honor that?
Can I really honor that?
Under the eye, and still know that I'm a loving, compassionate person.
And still know that I'm a loving and compassionate person.
Under the nose, it would feel really different to honor that I'm both.
It would be really different to honor that I'm both.
Chin point, it would be really different to honor the gift in selfishness.
It would be really different to honor the gift in selfishness.
Collarbone point, it would be really different to honor the gift in anger.
It would be really different to honor the gift in anger.
Top of the head, I'm open to honoring all of me.
I'm open to honoring all of me.
My dark and my light.
My dark and my light.
Okay, and take a nice deep breath. And so as we tap through that, I'd like to voice some of the back and forth our mind will do. Can I really do this? And so this is, as I said, it goes from tapping on bringing down an intensity around emotion to also asking ourselves a question that we can process and ponder about for weeks, for months. what is this calling me to do? What would my, how would my life look if I carried a little more power? If I was honored myself a little bit more and didn't use this word selfish as a way to not honor myself?
Wow.
How would that look? I say to people, what would be different in your life, in your life balance, in your money, in your business? And boy, does it seem to be quite a gift. And so in that shadow judgment, by looking at how much we judge someone else, who really is, you know, they're definitely, we're in their lower self, and it sounds like they were in a pretty rough place. It doesn't mean we're saying that's right. It means that the amount of judgment we have against them in the specific things that we would write down, angry, selfish, mean, whatever it is, that's the healing for us in our own divided self.
Margaret, you mentioned that there's another aspect that we're going to be tapping on.
Yeah, so the second shadow is very, very different, but it has just as much of a powerful gift. And so this is another one that people find it really easy to start tapping in judgment about. And so this is called the poor me shadow. So I want everyone to think of someone in your life that you've known that's a real poor me. And so I think of someone who is whiny is what I'll hear. Because as soon as I say poor me, everybody goes to somebody. They know exactly what I mean. And so the words that I'll hear is whiny and complainy and victim-y and, God forbid, needy. Okay, so needy, emotional, always asking people and telling them their problems and asking for support and crying on everyone's shoulder. So I want you to picture somebody like that in your life, a real sad sack.
Okay.
And we're going to do the same kind of thing around this shadow. And again, it's a little bit more in this about, because it's the projected shadow, we're tapping about that other person. So really imagine they're standing in front of you, you're looking at a picture of them, and you write down specifically what really triggers them about them to you, because the words that you put down are actually specific to things that you need to own.
Okay.
Okay. And it's hard because everyone starts out going, there's no way this is going to, there's no way there's going to be a gift in this person. This is everything I hate as a whiny, complainy victim. Okay. And so we'll start tapping again, and I'm just going to use the words that I hear all the time.
All right. Okay? And so we're starting on the eyebrow point?
Eyebrow point. Okay. And so there they are.
There they are.
Inside of the eye. So whiny and complaining.
So whiny and complaining.
Under the eye. Ugh.
Ugh.
Under the nose. Ugh. What a victim.
What a victim.
Chin point, so needy.
So needy.
Collarbone point, I so judge them.
I so judge them.
Under the arm, I can't stand people like that.
I can't stand people like that.
Top of the head, whiny and complainy.
Whiny and complainy.
Eyebrow point, always collapsing.
Always collapsing.
Side of the eye, asking everyone for help.
Asking everyone for help.
Under the eye, helpless.
Helpless.
Under the nose, they should be embarrassed.
They should be embarrassed.
Chin point, and they're not.
And they're not.
Collarbone point, so helpless.
So helpless.
Under the arm, so needy.
So needy.
Top of the head, I so judge that.
I so judge that.
Eyebrow point, get it together.
Get it together.
Side of the eye, just get over yourself.
Just get over yourself.
Under the eye, just pull yourself together and do it.
Just pull yourself together and do it.
Under the nose, it's really hard to not judge this person.
It's really hard to not judge this person.
Chin point, so whiny and complainy.
So whiny and complainy.
Collarbone point, so emotional and needy.
So emotional and needy.
Under the arm, God, I would never want to be like that.
God, I would never want to be like that.
Top of the head, I totally judge them.
I totally judge them.
Because I would never go there.
Because I would never go there.
Okay. Take a nice deep breath. And so what we're seeing there is all the judgment that, again, the shadow always feels justified, right? So the justified judgment of the poor me shadow.
So if we're not feeling any relief yet, we continue doing this tapping. We continue doing rounds of what you were just saying.
Yeah, and the relief in this one would be, you know, you look at that person and you want to recheck the image and see how they look to you now. Even whether we're doing an angry shadow or a poor me shadow, you want to be, the way that you can tell you've shifted is when you look at that person and you see them a little more sympathetically. Okay, they don't look so over the top and they look a little more pathetic or sympathetic to you that you don't feel such a strong need to judge them so harshly.
Okay.
Okay. And so the second you've done that, you've opened up your heart a little bit because the judgments come down. When we're judging, our heart's closed. So take a look at that shadow poor me again and see how they look and notice that they'll often look a little more in balance and not so over the top. And the question is, again, what does that person get to experience? I know that they're doing it in a really negative way, and I'm not endorsing that, but what do they get to experience? What does somebody who complains loudly get to experience? What does somebody who asks for help a lot get to experience? What does somebody who allows their vulnerability to come out get to experience? And so, again, this is really eye-opening for people who've told me, typically, that they don't get enough support in their life, okay, because they realize this person gets to experience support. They get to be loved. They get taken care of by people. And so here's the thing. If there was a part of you that was your inner needy side, and it was calling you, the part of you that wants you to have more support in your life, allow more love in your life, allow more connection, because when we're not vulnerable, we can't connect. If that part were to come up, you would judge it and pound it into the ground because you judge whiny, complainy, needy. And so in that shadow, we see that judgment that says, I will never stop judging any little part of me that's a little bit needy, that's a little bit whiny, that's a little bit complaining. And so these are the people who are working 80 hours a week because they never allow themselves, and they don't get the support because they're never going to let themselves be a victim. They're never going to complain. They're never going to ask for their needs to get met. Okay, so I often say, so if there was a part of you that was calling you to ask for your needs to get met, to ask for support, would that be a gift?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, to allow people to support you. Okay, so the tapping helps the big shadow judgment come down so that we have access to seeing the gift more clearly and honor and realizing that we've got a part of ourselves that we never allow to come up and say, hey, how about some balance?
Right.
Right. And that's what we see in that shadow judgment.
All right. So let's go into that tapping. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. So karate chop point. And it's tricky because I'm getting people who are really, really strong to admit that they have a needy side. And they're like, I can't believe you're making me say this.
Yeah.
So, or someone who's a giver admits she has a selfish side. I mean, the shadow work is eye-opening for people. And I do enjoy making people tap on words that they never in a million years thought they would say. So karate chop point again. Even though I never complain.
Even though I never complain.
And I'm really strong.
And I'm really strong.
And I take care of everything.
And I take care of everything. I totally honor.
That I have a pretty big needy side.
That I have a pretty big needy side.
I have a pretty big emotional side.
I have a pretty big emotional side.
That would love to be taken care of
That would love to be taken care of
and supported.
and supported.
But I really judge it.
But I really judge it.
Even though the truth is,
Even though the truth is,
it's not healthy to play the victim.
it's not healthy to play the victim.
And this person's really playing in the victim.
And this person's really playing in the victim.
I totally honor how they get their needs met.
I totally honor how they get their needs met.
This would be a little gift for me
This would be a little gift for me.
to get some more of my needs met,
To get some more of my needs met.
a little more supported,
A little more supported.
loved and treasured.
Loved and treasured.
Even though I'm really strong and independent,
Even though I'm really strong and independent,
and I am tireless,
and I am tireless,
I also honor
I also honor
that I have a needy side
that I have a needy side
that's soft and vulnerable
that's soft and vulnerable
and would love to be supported and loved.
and would love to be supported and loved.
I'm just going to honor all of me.
I'm just gonna honor all of me.
My little needy side,
My little needy side
and all my strength.
and all my strengths.
In wholeness,
In wholeness,
I get to be me.
I get to be me.
Okay, and tapping through the points, I'm not starting with eyebrow point. I don't think I have a needy side.
I don't think I have a needy side.
Inside of the eye, it's really hard to look at that.
It's really hard to look at that.
Under the eye, I define myself as the opposite of this person.
I define myself as the opposite of this person,
Under the nose, which means I never get to complain.
which means I never get to complain.
Chin point, I'm open to seeing the gift in the complainer.
I'm open to seeing the gift in the complainer.
Collarbone point, you get your needs met.
You get your needs met.
You get help.
You get help.
Under the arm, I would never be a victim.
I would never be a victim.
Top of the head, but the truth is,
But the truth is,
eyebrow point, there's a big part of me
there's a big part of me
inside of the eye that wants to be taken care of.
that wants to be taken care of.
Under the eye that would love to be less responsible for a day.
That would love to be less responsible for a day.
Under the nose, I'm always ultra responsible.
I'm always ultra responsible.
Chin point, I would love to be taken care of.
I would love to be taken care of.
Collarbone point, and I never really admit that.
And I never really admit that.
Under the arm, I'm open to the gift.
I'm open to the gift.
And my inner poor me,
In my inner poor me,
my needy little victim,
my needy little victim,
eyebrow point, I honor this part of me,
I honor this part of me,
side of the eye, and how it's calling me in my life.
and how it's calling me in my life
Under the eye, to be a little softer with me.
to be a little softer with me,
Under the nose, to allow more closeness with others.
to allow more closeness with others.
Chin point, to share my real feelings.
To share my real feelings.
Collarbone point, to honor that I do have needs.
To honor that I do have needs.
And under the arm, and to ask for them to get met.
And to ask for them to get met.
Top of the head, I honor all of me,
I honor all of me.
my dark and my light.
My dark and my light.
In wholeness,
In wholeness.
I get to be me.
I get to be me.
Okay, take a nice deep breath.
Wow. Wow. Margaret,
That
if people found that as powerful as I did, this audio is going to spread like wildfire. I thank you. That was very powerful.
wonderful. There's lots of shadows you can tap on. I like to also have people tap on the shadow of jealousy. I like people to have to tap on the shadow of their inner banker. That's always an interesting one, the inner banker or money manager. And so there's lots of shadows that we can find, as she recommends, seeing the shadow in other people that really trigger you, even people in the media. And also unmasking the shadow in yourself, which is looking at your repetitive behaviors. So I love doing the shadow work, and I love how tapping absolutely comes together in such a perfect fit. So instead of really thinking about these concepts, we actually feel it and feel the shift and see how it could really work in our life. But it's more than just a tapping session. You could think about this and let this process, Jessica, for a couple weeks probably, maybe even a couple months.
Wow.
Because it's a daily question. How, if I integrate this, how does it change me? How, who do I get to be? If I can be needy and strong. If I can be selfish and generous.
For me, it's just this complete sense of freedom. I don't know if that's how other people describe it, but it's relief, it's freedom. Wow. I mean, this work is allowing each of us to just be who we are. And it's about being our authentic self. And there's nothing in the world that's more powerful than just being your authentic self.
Yeah, that's the healing right there. All healing is to come into wholeness. And so you said it, there's nothing more powerful than being your authentic self. And I believe that when you're your authentic self, you actually give the healing to everyone around you. So it's even more powerful than you think.
It is. Margaret, thank you for sharing this with us, for being generous with this information and this gift. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. And I know that a lot of people are going to get a lot of benefits from this.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you, Jessica.